early diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease and drug treatment can reduce or delay the onset of memory loss, according to experts in aging. That's the idea behind the new grants dubbed Memory Care Connections. Give communities resources to get the word out about the importance of early intervention. At the L.E. Phillips Senior Center, Helene Nelson, the Department of Health and Family Services Secretary, said new medications can delay the need for nursing home care for up to 2 years.
Those new drugs are only effective now if they are available to people early. And that's why it's so important in the early stages of disease or memory loss for older people and their families to get the diagnosis and the care they need. And that's what this grant is about.
Nelson says up to 5 regions in the state will be picked to share the $1 million grant that will be given out over 3 years. Carolyn Johnson is director of the Dunn County Office on Aging. Her county will join with others in the Chippewa Valley and apply for one of the grants. She says the stumbling blocks to early intervention can be family related. Some want to go it alone and don't realize that's not necessary or healthy.
We see a lot of caregiver illness. People are very reluctant to have respite care or, again, to bring this further and to have medications. A lot of people don't want to acknowledge the fact that their loved one has memory loss, and these medications and early diagnosis will go a long way to improve quality of life.
There's some urgency to this effort. Secretary Nelson says the fastest growing age group is those over 85, and half of them have some form of dementia. Nelson was in Eau Claire as part of Governor Jim Doyle's 3-day tour of communities in northwestern Wisconsin. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.